Galesburg's Evening News continues now on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. A couple of Knox College graduates and one local native have partnered on a book that they're here in the area talking about this weekend called Generation Space, A Love Story. It's really kind of an interesting book from what I understand, and we're going to talk about that with Anna Leahy and Doug Adeko, who are Doug is an Abingdon native and both went to Knox College. So welcome back to the area to both of you, and thanks for coming in.
Thrilled to be here, Will. Some of my favorite memories of childhood started at WGIL, listening to the radio early in the morning for those school cancellations. So
I'm sorry I don't have any to bring to you today.
That's okay.
Too nice of a day for that, for sure. But we're glad to have you both here. Before I ask you about the book, Anna, you're back visiting at Knox this weekend?
Yes, I'm back to judge the Davenport Awards in Poetry. They've been going on for years and years. It's the 50th anniversary of the creative writing program at Knox College, and I am thrilled to be part of that.
Wonderful. And what's it like for both of you to be back, Doug?
Oh, I have family still here in the Galesburg area. We try and get back as often as we can. We actually love coming back here pretty frequently, a couple times a year at least, sometimes more. And Knox looks great. And we just had a nice tour of the new alumni hall, and it was wonderful.
Wonderful. Very glad to hear all that. So Generation Space, A Love Story. Anna, what is this about? How did this come about?
Well, the title refers to a generation that we're defining as born between 1957 and 1981. So 1957, Sputnik went up in the fall, and that was the first human-made object to go beyond Earth's atmosphere. 1981 was the first launch of the space shuttle. So that became a different kind of space flight for us. And everyone born between 1957 and 1981 is Generation Space, and that includes the two of us and you two.
Absolutely. What does this book entail? What's it about?
It really chronicles the space age. It's a love story, of course, between Doug and myself. We fell in love at air shows and aviation museums, and it's a love letter to the space age, really. So it chronicles everything from Sputnik to today and what we think might be the future going to Mars.
So what do you think is the future going to Mars?
Well, we end the book by saying, you know, it's quite likely that as recent 50-year-olds, Anna and I aren't going to get to make the trip to Mars. And so
I don't know. I think that might be possible, don't you think?
Well, you never know. So Elon Musk is promising us that it might be possible. And, you know, I'm pulling for Elon because that would be fantastic. I would love to make that trip.
I was going to say, it certainly sounds like that he's made it seem awfully closer than who I remember, the founder of Virgin Airways.
Oh, Richard Branson.
Richard Branson.
You know, there are a number of different hypothetical people. There's also a Dutchman named Baz Laundrup, who had a program called Mars One, which was essentially a reality TV show that was going to fund a mission to Mars. So there are still some kooky folks out there, but Elon's got a very serious program of transporting, approximately 80,000 human beings to Mars at some point in time. And I'm sure he has a very clear timeline in his head. He's said he's getting ready to make an unmanned mission to Mars with one of his spacecraft in 2018. He's going to have to use a rocket that has not yet flown yet, the Falcon Heavy. I'm very, very hopeful that he'll be able to accomplish these things, though, because his program is much more ambitious than what NASA is promulgating at this point in time.
So I'm already intrigued by this book, basically, because it tells the story of the two of you and the space program at the same time. So how did you both become intertwined in this, I guess, other than, you know, this was the height of the space program, or at least the origination of the space program?
Well, I was at Knox in 1986 when Challenger broke apart shortly after it launched. And I remember I was an editor on the Literary Journal Catch, and I went into the editor's office, and outside people gathered by the television when we didn't have smartphones, and there were probably four televisions on campus, and we sat around watching. It turned out that Doug was at the University of Illinois on that date, and he found out, and then we met later. We went to some aviation shows, some air shows. Those were our nerd dates, and that's how we fell in love. And we moved to Washington, D.C., and spent a lot of time at the National Air and Space Museum. And we saw a call for paper about World War II, and we decided to write a paper to go to Amsterdam to write about World War II aircraft in aviation museums. And it was really an excuse to go to Amsterdam that we started writing together. We were already, of course, in love by that time.
What is it like to write together?
You know, we've tried sort of every combination where Anna mentions we're nerds, and I'll just own that. We have our nerd date nights where we go out with an idea in mind and sit down and over dinner hash out an article or a blog entry or a chapter for the book. Sometimes we've done things where one of us will take notes essentially and write, and we both just word by word craft the sentences together. And then we've also done projects where, including chapters in the book, where one of us experienced a particular activity. There's a chapter in the book that recounts my very first memory of life, which is Neil Armstrong landing on the moon. I went off and wrote that by myself and then gave it to Anna, and she gave me feedback, and we sort of forged a final version of it together. So we've tried a lot of different ways. We're pretty good collaborators, as Anna likes to point out. We don't actually do laundry together or do grocery shopping together, but we can write together.
Yeah, we figured out how to write together. We did not figure out how to go to the grocery store together.
Well, there's still plenty of time for that, I would think.
Let's hope so.
Is that the key to writing, you know, a book like this, or really any book, is to have a good collaborator? Or can you still do it on your own?
I think that you can write a book on your own. In many ways, it's easier to write a book on your own. But if you find the right collaborator, you can do more than you could do on your own. And the book, for me, the book became more than the sum of its parts. I couldn't do what I did on my own unless I had the collaborator. So it's not just that it's two voices and two perspectives, but we get sort of a layer that we could not have achieved if it were just two voices smashed together.
All right. We're short on time, unfortunately. I could talk to you all day about this, but how can folks find the book, and is it available in town here, do you know?
We'll have books for sale at our two events on Friday at 4 at Knox College and Saturday at 4 at The Space on Simmons and Kellogg, and it's available at Stillhouse Press online and also at Amazon. It ships a little bit faster directly from the press.
Anna Leahy and Doug Decco, authors of Generation Space, A Love Story. Thank you so much for coming in. Again, welcome back, and best of luck with the book, and have fun again in town this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
We'll check Kim Commando and sports next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.